الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher, and our creator. And as a daily reminder, it's important for us to always be grateful, to always show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings that Allah ta'ala has given to you and I. And this gratitude that you have when you show gratitude and shukr, then this takes you a very long way in life and it grants one success in this world, in the qabr and in the hereafter as well. And mashallah, today we have a very brilliant and interesting topic of discussion, and it's quite an important one actually, very essential for our lives, because each and every one of us, we go through it and it's part of life's package. And this is regarding patience in times of calamities, subhanallah. So yes, we are going to be discussing this topic and many other aspects related to this topic as well as, and also we are going to be mentioning how one can create a mindset to adopt patience during calamities, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Patience in times of calamity. And this is very, very crucial for you and I, very important for you and I to adopt this quality of patience. Because we see, if we have to look at our lives, if we have to look at how we react, how we respond when we are encountered with a difficulty, when we are afflicted with a calamity, with some distress in life, how do we go about responding to that? How do we react to that? That's what matters most, our reaction to it, our response to it. Because you may get one kind, one group of people who, when they are afflicted with a calamity, then they would complain, why me? Why did it have to be like this? Why this? Why that? And they would just end up complaining, and that doesn't really solve the issue. That doesn't really take away the problem. It doesn't take away or remove the calamity. Rather, one is actually losing the benefit of gaining reward. And how does a person gain reward during a calamity? By adopting patience. Yes, when you are patient during a calamity, this can become a means of reward for you, provided that you show patience. If we look through the lives of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, you know how much of patience they have shown through the difficulties that they have went through. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the companions alayhim ridwan, the awliya Allah, our pious predecessors, how much of difficulties they have went through, but yet they didn't complain. Rather, they were content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they adopted this beautiful quality of patience. That is why whenever you are asked, how are you doing? You know, then you should say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. This is such a beautiful response, that all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every state or circumstances that I may be in. Now, when we look at the life of a particular prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the name of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, we see that, let's dive into a bit of a background here. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he is from the progeny of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, and his mother is from the family of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam all kinds of blessings, including beauty in appearance, many, many children, and abundant wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam through a trial. Yes, and do you know what this trial was? This trial was that his children, they passed away. They got crushed under a collapsed building. All the animals that he had, including thousands of camels and goats, they all died. All his fields and his gardens, they were ruined, leaving nothing at all behind. Can you imagine being blessed with so much? Children, abundance of children, abundance of wealth, goats, camels, you name it. And the trial is such that all is taken away. When Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was informed of the destruction and loss of these things, then he alayhi salam, what was his response? His response was that he would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would say, what is mine? Allahu Akbar. Look at his response, dear viewers of Madani channel. What is mine? The one to whom it belonged has taken it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it belonged to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken it back. As long as he gave it to me, it was mine. And when he wished, Allah ta'ala took it. And gratitude to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot be adequately expressed. And I am content with his will, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the response of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam during this trial of his. Now, after this, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he fell ill, and his entire body became covered with blisters, and his blessed form, it bore numerous wounds. In this state, everyone abandoned him except for his honorable wife, and her name was Rahmat bint Afraim. She did not leave him and continued to serve him. Now, this condition of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, it didn't last for 1 day or 2 days or 1 month or 6 months or 1 year. No, this condition lasted for several years, and eventually a reason came out, came about, and Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam supplicated, made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, oh my Rabb, indeed affliction has touched me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam's dua and removed his suffering in such a way that he commanded Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam that, oh Ayyub, strike the ground with your foot. When he struck with his foot, a spring appeared, and Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was now commanded to take a bath from it. So Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he went, he took a bath in it, and all the visible ailments of his body, all of it disappeared. Then Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he walked 40 paces, and he was then commanded to strike the ground with his foot again. And when he did, another spring appeared. And this time the water, the spring from this water was extremely cold. So Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam drank this water by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the internal ailments of his body, subhanallah, they were healed. And he alayhi salam regained complete health. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this favor upon Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam as a mercy from himself and as counsel for the worshippers so that they may learn. This incident was there for us to learn, to be patient in trials and calamities. How? Through reflecting upon this incident and to make us aware, you know, to make us aware of the immense reward for having such patience. And this, you know, a person earns the recompense and reward. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this incident of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Anbiya, the 17th chapter, in verse 83 and 84. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states the translation, "And remember Ayyub when he called out to his Rabb, 'Indeed, affliction has befallen me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful.'" Allahu Akbar. So we accepted his dua, then we removed that which he was afflicted with, and we granted him, his family, and the equivalent with them as mercy from us and advice for the worshippers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, it is commonly believed, and this is mentioned in Ajaib al-Quran, that it is commonly believed among people, ma'adallah, that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam suffered from leprosy. Astaghfirullah. Consequently, many unreliable narratives regarding Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam's leprosy are written in some untrustworthy books. However, we should remember that all these accounts, these narrations that are in the so-called books, they are absolutely false. And neither Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam nor any other Prophet alayhi salam was ever afflicted with leprosy, because it is essential for all the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam to be free from those diseases which are a cause of aversion and disdain among the common people. And this is because it is the duty of the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam to continue conveying the message and guidance. So that is why if the common people are repulsed by their illnesses and flee from them, how could the duty of conveying the message be fulfilled? So in short, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam never ever suffered from leprosy. Rather, his body developed some blisters, sores, and boils, due to which Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam endured suffering for years and years. And he remained consistently patient and thankful. Subhanallah. And similarly, the incident written in some books that during his illness, worms appeared in Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam's blessed body, astaghfirullah, and consumed his pure flesh. This is also incorrect, because the appearance of worms in the body is also a cause of aversion and disdain for common people. And people are repulsed by such things. So therefore, speakers and preachers should not attribute such things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved Prophet Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam that cause people to be repulsed, and which are contrary to the requirements of prophethood. So this is very, very important and beneficial for you and I to know. And subhanAllah, we have just heard, you know, how severe the trials were that befell Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. Yet, what was his reaction? What was his response? He did not go to crying and weeping, or to wailing and screaming and complaining and expressing impatience or showing ingratitude. Instead, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam firmly held to patience and contentment, and he remained content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is exactly what you and I need to adopt: patience in times of calamities, being content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you and I need to adopt. This is how we need to make our mindset, that when in life, if we see something going off with our business, if we see something going off with our families, then we shouldn't start complaining and crying and screaming and, you know, saying all nonsensical things. No, rather we should be patient, because in patience lies reward during a calamity. But unfortunately, due to, you know, being distant from Islamic knowledge, people who possess a mindset of patience and forbearance, they are rarely seen in society today. And it's as if almost every second person appears afflicted with impatience in some way or the other. For example, due to a lack of understanding in deen, understanding in religion, upon the death of a young son or someone's daughter, maybe someone's son is young, someone's daughter was young and they passed away, such extreme impatience is shown that ma'adallah, even blasphemous words are uttered. If an operation fails, then a person becomes impatient. If an illness occurs, again a person becomes impatient. Something is lost, a person becomes impatient. If the electricity goes out, a person becomes impatient. And if the weather, Allahu Akbar, if the weather becomes too hot or too cold, even then people lose their patience. No, it's too cold. No, it's too hot. I can't take it anymore. People lose their patience. If one is not given the opportunity, for example, one is not given the opportunity to recite ham, to recite naat, then a person loses patience as well. If someone hurts one's feelings, impatience, a person displays it. So in so many cases, for us to measure how many instances in our life where things happen, you know, and what is our reaction to it? Are we showing patience or are we showing impatience? So that is why we have to always remember that calamities, troubles and illnesses, they are part of our lives. It's part of life's package. It comes with it. Whether we like it or not, it's going to happen at some point or the other. So it's certainly not a wise thing. It wouldn't be wise for now for us to panic when there's a calamity, when there's a trouble or illness. No, panic and screaming and crying and constant complaints, it wouldn't help in any way. So instead, one should hold firmly to patience, remaining content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on such occasions. Because in this there is reward as well. Like Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, do you know what he said? He said that when I am afflicted with a calamity, with any calamity, and listen to this very, very attentively. He says, when I am afflicted with any calamity, I still receive these four blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. Number one, he says that due to this calamity, I do not fall into sin at that time. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Number two, he says, no calamity greater than this befalls me at that time. Allahu Akbar. And number three, he says, at the time of this calamity, I am content with it. And number four, he says, that at the time of this calamity, I hope to be rewarded by it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at what a beautiful mindset. What a beautiful perspective Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. Allahu Akbar. You know, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the virtues of this as well. In one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends good for someone, then Allah ta'ala afflicts them with a calamity. Allahu Akbar. And in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a calamity befalls a person's wealth or a person's life and he conceals it, he keeps it hidden and does not disclose it to people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Such beautiful narrations from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why it is said that difficulties, you know, it is a blessing in disguise. When you are sick, it is a blessing in disguise. When you are afflicted with a calamity, it is a blessing in disguise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beautiful teachings of our deen, the teachings of the Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you and I, this actually gives us hope. This actually helps us to adopt an optimistic mindset that whenever we are afflicted with a calamity, we should show patience upon that. And so we learn that the occurrence of calamities and trial, it's not a cause of distress, but rather it is a source of mercy and good fortune. Because when a person is afflicted with a calamity, Allah Ta'ala intends good for them. The sins of those afflicted by a calamity are forgiven. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bestows countless blessings upon those undergoing trials. Allahu Akbar. And there is good news for those who conceal their calamity, and a promise of forgiveness is granted to them from the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So, us having heard these beautiful narrations, you know, these virtues of having patience during calamities, we should now have this mindset that no matter how many calamities befall us, no matter if endless trials try to shake us up, countless troubles come about and illnesses, they surround us from all sides, not a single word of complaint should ever escape our lips. We should not complain at all. We should just remain silent, say Alhamdulillah, and show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should, you know, rather become so immersed in the thought of the rewards to be gained from patience that we do not even feel the pain. Allahu Akbar. So Alhamdulillah, from the blessed lives of our pious predecessors, we also get this lesson that when any calamity befell them, when they went through any calamity, our pious predecessors would become so absorbed in the thought of the rewards to be gained from patience that they would not even feel the pain of what they're going through, of the difficulties they're going through. They would be like numb to it, and they would remain happy despite the onset of calamities. Like one pious predecessor, he had a headache. And what was his reaction? What was his response? He didn't complain. He didn't cry about it. He didn't scream about it. He didn't cause a commotion. Rather, he went and he offered 2 rak'at of salah to show his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how they are teaching you and I. Today, when someone has a headache, and they can't bear it, the mood swings go off and they're snapping at this person, snapping at that person, and just swearing and using all foul language. This is the reality, this is the state that we see nowadays with some people, where they would just snap if they're going through a headache. But our pious predecessors, they taught us something different. They wouldn't complain, they wouldn't snap at anybody. No, rather they would get happy. They would get joyous. that because this is a blessing in disguise. And they would go and offer salah as shukr, as gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the wife, the beloved wife of Sayyidina Fath Mousili rahimahullah, once fell very, very hard, right? And this caused her nail to break. What was the reaction? Did she cry? Did she scream? Did she panic? No. Instead of crying out of pain, she said, she started smiling and she began to like laugh in a way. And someone asked her that, does this wound not hurt? Do you know what she said? What was her response? Her reaction was, she smiled. What was her response? Her response was that, in the joy of the reward to be gained from patience, I can't even think of the pain of the injury. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, and here's another story as well. Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah, he was never seen smiling by anyone. He was never seen smiling. However, one day, his beloved son, Ali bin Fudail rahimahullah, passed away. What was his reaction? He smiled. Everyone knew him. Whenever they saw him, they saw him not to be smiling. And here, his beloved son, Ali bin Fudail, passed away. And now he began to smile. So the people, they got shocked. They got astonished. And they asked, how is this an occasion of joy that you are smiling? He replied and he said that, I am smiling being content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because my son passed away by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's preference is my preference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's preference is my preference. Allahu Akbar. And these narrations, the views of Madani Channel, they are there to motivate us. They are there to encourage us that you and I must be content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show patience. Likewise, the son of Sayyidina Mutarrif rahimahullah passed away. His son passed away. People saw him very happy and they asked, why is it that you appear happy instead of being sad? And do you know what he said? He replied that, when due to my patience in this calamity, I have the glad tidings of peace, of mercy, and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then should I be happy or should I be sad? Allahu Akbar. Look at their mindset, dear viewers of Madani Channel. They showed happiness on such occasions because they were content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were the extraordinary manners of patience from the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how they responded and reacted with calamities. Even when the greatest calamity strikes, instead of becoming saddened and distressed, they remain content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the incidents that we have heard, these incidents that were narrated, they contain lessons. They are gems in there. They are not just stories. No, they are not just narrations. It's deeper than that, because in there lies a lesson, lies lessons for you and I to better our state. And in these narrations, they contain lessons particularly for those who are seen complaining that we have been afflicted with such and such trouble or illness for a long time, and to be freed from it, we continuously make fervent supplications, recite litanies and invocations. We perform salah, we fast, we give charity, we go to the mazarat to see blessings, we feed the hungry, we attend the sunnah-inspired ijtima, and even traveled for Madani Qafila many times. We have left no stone unturned. And yet, calamities, instead of ending, despite doing all of this, instead of ending, continue to increase. And we have been patient enough. There is no more room for patience. This is the reaction, the response of some people nowadays. Similarly, some ignorant people I heard are heard saying that I don't know what mistake I have made or what sin have I committed for which I am being punished. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, despite the abundance and prevalence of sins in every moment, for those who are saying, I don't know what mistake I have made or what sin I have committed for which I am being punished, then we need to think, we need to ponder that is missing salah not a sin? Is missing the fast of Ramadan not a sin? Is hurting Muslims not a sin? Is inflicting harm upon someone by means of magic not a sin? Is not paying zakat despite it being obligatory not a sin? Is not protecting oneself from the impure splashes in the when you go and relieve yourself? Is that not a sin when you don't protect yourself from those splashes? Is cutting ties with relatives without a valid reason not a sin? These are only a few sins, dear viewers of Madani Channel, only a few to be mentioned. And countless other sins also exist. Yet a person says, what sin have I committed for which I am being punished? Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our distressed state. So we shouldn't have this kind of a mindset. We shouldn't be adopting this mentality, no. Rather, we need to be responsible. We need to own up to the mistakes that we do. We need to own up to the sins that we commit. And when you do that, then you would realize that that calamity that is coming is there to make you a better person. It's there to draw you more towards, more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a blessing in disguise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, these were narrations, these were incidents, especially the incident of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. All of the debuts of Madani Channel are there for us to reflect on our state. Are there for us to teach our children from a young age that whatever difficulty you go through, whatever calamity you may go through, you know, you may not do well in school, perhaps you are not doing well, you know, perhaps you are being bullied, etc., etc. Make them habitual. Make their minds. Make them acquainted and familiarized with being patient during calamities. And when they learn this from a young age, then inshallah it is hope that when they grow up, they are able to face much more bigger challenges in life, much more difficulties in life, and they will take this remaining content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I have mentioned, that we are also going to be discussing how can one develop a mindset of patience in times of calamities. And this is very, very beneficial, very useful for us as well. But inshallah, we will continue with this after rejuvenating our hearts, rejuvenating our souls by listening to a very beautiful and melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much more into this beautiful topic, particularly how to develop a mindset of patience in times of calamity. So let us go forward and listen to this beautiful kalam in the shan and praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tere jaya, tere jaya, koi nahi, yahi bole sidra wale chamne jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale tere paaye ka na paya tere paaye ka na paya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya koi tujh sa hua hai na hoga shaha tere khaliq e husn o ada ki qasam ada ki qasam ada ki کی قسم. دنیا پہ آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال آقا, دنیا پہ آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال آقا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا. مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے, مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے, ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے, ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے, تیرے باجوں ڈگے نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا, تیرے باجوں ڈگے نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا, سونا تیرے نال دا. اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہیں, ایسا نہیں کوئی, تیری آتے صفت دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں, تیری آتے صفت دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں, تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاماں دا جواب نہیں, تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاماں دا جواب نہیں. حوراں نو تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا, حوراں نو تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا. چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو, رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو, چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو, چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو, رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو, رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو. شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا, شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا, اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا, چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا, گئے ہوئے دل کو اثر کیا, یہ تاب و تاوان تمہارے لیے کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا, کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا, آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا, آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا, بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ, بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا. کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا, کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا, لب کے لے آوا کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا, چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا, چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا, قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالوں پیارا, قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا ہوکا دیوا تیرے میں سچیا پیارا دا ہوکا دیوا تیرے میں سچیا پیارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا ہاں منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا
رب کے لے آوا کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آوا کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا لب کے لے آوا کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آوا کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, what a heart touching کلام of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, really rejuvenating our love for رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant us the ability to implement the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing patience during a calamity, and mashallah, we have had the opportunity to listen to the incident of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, the trial which he went through, and likewise other our pious predecessors as well, what trials they have went through, how they responded, how they reacted to it. And mashallah, as I've mentioned before, that now we are going to mention some of those tips into how can one implement this mindset of having patience in times of calamities. But we should remember that by complaining, by crying and lamenting and being impatient, a calamity does not go away. Instead, the immense reward, the thawab that would have been attained in that time, now it's wasted, which in itself is a very great calamity. That is a calamity for the reward to, for you not to take advantage of that reward. So therefore, whether the calamity is great or small, we should firmly hold on to this rope called patience. Hold on to the rope of patience and adopt such methods by means of which we may rid of impatience, succeed in confronting calamities, and be counted among the fortunate ones who are patient and grateful in adversity, in trials, tribulations, and calamities. So inshallah, there are a few methods in order for us to cultivate a mindset of patience during calamities. And number one is that whenever a calamity or trouble befalls us, then what must we do? Turn immediately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with utmost humbleness, with humility, and frequently seek repentance and forgiveness. Let alone uttering anything, we should not even allow such thoughts like these to enter our hearts. I have not harmed anyone. I treated everyone so well. So what wrong have I committed that I am being punished? Instead, you and I, we should develop, we should adopt a humble mindset. Consider ourselves sinners in every circumstances and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledging that if the calamity that has befallen us is a punishment for our sins, then we are being let off very lightly. Otherwise, we would be destined for the punishment of Jahannam in the hereafter, and would have nowhere to hide. So the first thing is to always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two is remembering the oppression and trials experienced by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his blessed companions alaihim ridwan, this also helps one to develop a mindset of patience in times of calamities. Look at the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his blessed companions alaihim ridwan, they were tormented. This one narration, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam began inviting people towards the worship of Allah in Makkah, those who were thriving in an atmosphere of shirk and kufr, disbelief, they found this utterly displeasing, and they became the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sworn enemies. They laid thorns in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pelted stones at his blessed body. They brought down so much of suffering and calamities and hurled taunts and abusive language. And they didn't stop there. Rather, whoever had the good fortune, whoever embraced faith, iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these wretched people would subject them to various kinds of torment and calamities, striving to turn them away from Islam. Look at Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They would drag him in the grounds of Makkah. They would place a boulder on his chest. And narrations mention that the ground would be so hot that if a piece of meat were to be put on the ground, that meat would get roasted. And Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to such an extent, this was the kind of torment, this was the kind of oppression that the kuffar of Makkah, they had put him through. And likewise, other companions, alayhim ridwan, as well, they would, do so much of wrong. They would brand others with hot iron rods. They would immerse some in water to the point of suffocating, and wrap others in a mat and blow smoke into their nose, making it difficult to breathe. So much oppression, such atrocities were committed, that had a mountain been subjected to them, it may have crumbled. Allahu Akbar. But look at the sacrifices of these embodiments of patience and contentment. Allahu Akbar. What was their response? What was their reaction? They neither showed impatience, nor cried. They didn't cry out, nor express their sufferings to anyone when faced with calamities and troubles. Instead, they remained content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They stood firm in the face of difficulties and troubles, and they attained a special qurb, a special closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third point is the month of Muharram. This also teaches us patience and contentment, because this is the very month, the same month when the incident of Karbala occurred, where the evil Yazid and the armies of Ibn Ziyad, they committed such atrocities in the plains of Karbala against the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his family, the Ahlul Bayt, and other revered personalities, that merely thinking about what they went through, it makes one's soul tremble and it makes one's hair stand. And in response, the Ahlul Bayt, Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they displayed patience. They showed contentment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So recall all of these, and it will make it easy for you and I to be content, to be patient during times of difficulties. And another point is to develop a mindset of patience in calamities. One should recall the torments of Jahannam. Yes, the greatest calamity in this world cannot even compare to the mildest punishment in the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the person who will receive the mildest torment in Jahannam will have shoes of fire placed on his feet, due to which his brain will boil. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And another point is that one should reflect on those who are more afflicted than oneself, considering that compared to so and so, my suffering is very little. In this way, one's own calamity will feel lighter and it will become easier to be patient. And then another point is that another way to make patience easier during a calamity is to develop a mindset that this calamity, it is temporary, it is mild, and it will soon come to an end. You know, every good comes to an end, every bad comes to an end. However, the reward of patience, this will never cease. This will never come to an end. So therefore, there is great good in patience. So always remember to be patient during times of difficulty, and you will be rewarded immensely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, to discuss much more beautiful, insightful topics on your silsila, treasures of wisdom. Until next time, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.